Well, Christian's not here today. He's not. He's feeling puny. So I need help. Well, that's not exactly a news flash, is it? But I'll tell you how you can help me put on this radio show in just a few minutes. REM Now, 100.3 The Sound. You're the one I love. How are you? This is 100.3 The Sound. I'm Andy Chanley. This program is called Andy in the Afternoon. Usually I've got my buddy Christian over here looking at his mug for 4 hours, but I don't have to do that. I'm unable to do that today. Feeling a little puny, a little under the weather. So it might have been all of the caviar-encrusted tortilla chip escargot that he sampled at the fair on Saturday. We had a great time, by the way, seeing you. But I digress. I don't have him, so it's going to be hard to do song fight today. It's like playing handball against the drapes. It's not going to come back to me. So why don't we do one that doesn't count on our permanent record, but playing the part of Christian today is you. Why don't you text to 21003 a song that you would like to hear on Song Fight today, and we'll do battle in less than a half hour. But the number's 21003. Text a song title to 21003. I'll pick one at random, and we'll do battle. And don't do it while you're driving, and usual text rates apply and all that good nonsense. And we'll do the classic rock time capsule on schedule next on The Sound. It's 100.3 The Sound, where we're jumping into the time capsule.
It's time to open Andy's Classic Rock Time Capsule.
Sure is. It's Andy's Classic Rock Time Capsule for Monday, July 25th, 2016. I want to talk about just two rock history stories today because I think they're really interesting. We'll start off by digging deep, going all the way back to 1960 on this day.
Only the lonely know the way I feel tonight.
What a voice. Today is the day that Roy Orbison gets his first hit, climbing all the way to number two on the singles chart, Only the Lonely. But did you know that Roy wrote the song hoping Elvis Presley would do it? I mean, after all, what earlier that year Elvis had done an operatic ballad, right?
It's now or never.
Totally see him doing that song, Only the Lonely. But Elvis passes on it. The Everly Brothers turned the song down, so Roy records it himself, and it's a classic that influences other artists for decades.
Band sails across the porch as the radio plays. Roy Orbison singing for the lonely. Hey, that's me, and I want you.
As a matter of fact, Bruce Springsteen says when inducting Roy into the Hall of Fame in 1987.
In 75, we went into the studio to make Born to Run. I wanted to make a record with words like Bob Dylan that sounded like Phil Spector. But most of all, I wanted to sing like Roy Orbison. Now everybody knows that nobody sings like Roy Orbison.
Well, isn't that true? Only the Lonely got into the Grammy Hall of Fame itself in 1999. Speaking of Bob Dylan, today in 1965, he electrifies the crowd at the Newport Folk Festival in Rhode Island. It's pretty clear that everything he does on this day is meant to shake things up. First of all, you ever see a picture of him on this day? He's dressed in a leather blazer. It looks like early Beatles. He's backed by the Paul Butterfield Blues Band, and he had just recorded Like a Rolling Stone a few weeks earlier. He was pretty much out to assassinate the Bob Dylan that folkies had come to love. So when he sings, "I ain't gonna work on Maggie's farm no more," it sounds like he's saying, "I ain't your folk bitch." You know, it's important, I think, that we listen to a little bit of Dylan rocking hard on this day in 1965.
I ain't gonna work on Maggie's farm no more. Well, I wake up in the morning, fold my hands and pray for rain. I got a head full of ideas that are driving me insane. It's a shame the way
Dylan, 1965, with the Paul Butterfield Blues Band. Good God. And did some in the crowd boo? Yes, they did. But the truth is, many also cheered, but nobody ever forgot. And we're going to remember by having a little electric Bob Dylan play us out today on the Classic Rock Time Capsule. You're listening to Andy in the Afternoon on 100.3 The Sound. All right, we're going to do Song Fight here in just a little bit. The part of Christian being played by you. Picking a song that you like to go up against my song in Song Fight, and then all of us get to vote on it and see which one wins. Greg Kinn right now, 100.3 The Sound.
Round one. Fight.
100.3 The Sound. It's time for Song Fight. I'm Andy Chanley. This is Andy in the Afternoon. But regrettably, Christian, a little under the weather. I think he ate too many deep-fried things at the OC Fair on Saturday. But I've asked you to send in your text, and you've done that. I've gotten all sorts of proxies here. So on the telephone, I've got Mike from Lake Elsinore. How you doing, Mike? Hello, Mike? Well, I had Mike from Lake Elsinore on the phone anyway. Anyway, I'll just tell you what Mike picked for his song today in Song Fight. He chose a little number from Triumph called Lay It on the Line. And what's funny is I was out at the OC Fair and met a couple of ladies. They let us sit at their table to have lunch, my family, and Mary and Carol were their name. And they said, you don't play enough Triumphs. Well, it sounds like it's high time. We do. So Mike from Lake Elsinore wants to hear this song, Lay It on the Line. Let's jump to the hooky hook for you. That's a quality choice. I like that very much, Mike. And if you win, I'll get you a little sound grab bag of swag, all right? I happen to choose one from Traffic today. A little number called Dear Mr. Fantasy. This is usually the part where Christian would call me Chandler Bags. Kind of miss it a little bit. So if you want Mike's song, I've got to set it up. I've got to set up the thing here. So give me a few minutes. I'll give you the high sign after a minute. But you want to text M to 21003. Text the letter M to 21003. And then you want to text A to 21003 if you want the Traffic song. Let me get that in the computer. Give me 60 seconds to get that set up, and you can vote. And we'll find out the winner after 6 o'clock tonight for a special edition of Song Fight that doesn't go on the permanent record. And we'll continue with some Steve Miller in just moments on 100.3 The Sound. Welcome back to 100.3 The Sound. I'm Andy Chanley. So I've got it up, the song fight. You can go ahead and text M and A to 21003 if you like Mike's song or my song. And we'll update that again a little bit later and remind you what the choices are. But our texting interface can do many things at once. I was thinking about all of the firefighters that are up fighting this sand fire up north of town. And that's what the topic of Five Words or Less is today. 33,000-plus acres burned up in Santa Clarita Valley, and 18 structures destroyed, 10,000 homes are in the line of fire. And just think about all of the wildlife and so forth up there. They say it's a, quote, nearly unprecedented fire. Certainly our minds are with those firefighters, but where's your mind on this? Text five words or less about fire now to 21003, and keep your phone handy. Maybe I'll ring you up and get in your business about it. But do that in the next 10 minutes. Again, usual text rates apply. Don't do it while you drive because that's dumb. Meantime, some Steve Miller. Fly Like an Eagle. 100.3 The Sound.
Car.
Ooh. 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 100.3 The Sound. This is Andy in the Afternoon. Thanks for joining me for it. I am that aforementioned Andy. And I asked you before that sweep of music if you could text me five words or less about fire today. And I'm looking out my window, man, and it just looks like a bomb went off up over the hill. It's really kicking into high gear. Over 33,000 acres burned at this point. And a lot of you have reached out with five words of love for our firefighters. From the 951 area code, grateful for firefighters, heartbreaking. From the 818, courage, valor, strength, balls, and love. and balls after the courage kind of mean the same thing. So maybe they were taking a different term with their thought there, but all of those are true. Fire is the devil's curse from the 951. That's a different take on it. Please don't let us burn. Everybody feeling that from 818. And 661 area code said my friends and family's homes. 909, thanks for saving my home. And on the phone, I've got Julie from Winnetka. How are you, Julie?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm well. And what did you text? What five words?
I said, it sucks for everyone involved.
God, isn't that true?
And it really is.
Well, we're certainly hoping our firefighters stay safe and get a handle on this soon. But I tell you what, for playing the home game and participating today, Sammy, can we give her something from the booty box?
Absolutely. How about a pair of tickets to see the LA Phil presents 50 years of Jeff Beck at the Hollywood Bowl on August 10th?
Ooh. That's awesome.
I would love that.
Yeah, well, hold on the line. We're going to get you set up with that, all right?
Okay, thank you so much.
And Christian's not with me today. He's feeling under the weather, but so I don't have the breakdowns that you usually expect. But up next, I do have something special about you two that I want to share with you. You won't want to miss it. It's next on The Sound. It's 100.3 The Sound. I'm Andy Chanley. You've heard Christian and I talk a lot about the classic albums documentary series where they take all these great albums like Rumors and Dark Side of the Moon and have the master tapes put up on the mixing console and they'll play them and then the artists will talk about them. Here's The Edge in the studio talking about The Joshua Tree. Listen to this.
This is actually my favorite guitar part from the whole album and it's one of the simplest.
Just playing a D, a suspended D. Couldn't be more simple if you're a guitar player. Bringing in the studio mix. Playing more live in the studio. Playing harmonics.
Like it could have so easily just gone into like a whole kind of big solo thing, and there's something incredibly satisfying at the end of that tune, just going this the exact opposite, the most chilled, you know, kind of non-dramatic guitar part. I really got a kick out of doing that at the time.
Yeah, I get a kick out of that too. My God, so good. Edge is not to be messed with. 100.3 The Sound. Well, the DNC, the Democratic National Convention, is underway in Philadelphia. You think there are any bribes changing hands tonight? I know of one that is. Half hour, 5 o'clock. We're going to bribe somebody for listening to the radio, hopefully. Be listening. I'll tell you what to do. You can enter a national contest to win $1,000 four times a day. Next chance at 5 o'clock. 100.3 The Sound. Mm-hmm.
Round one, fight.
How you doing? It's song fight recap time. Every day at 3:40, Christian and I usually pick a song, and then you text and tell us which one wins. Well, he's out. He's under the weather. He's trapped under something heavy. So I put the mantle at your feet. And Mike from Lake Elsinore just picked a suggestion that you made via text. So Mike has suggested that we play a little bit of Triumph this evening, and this is the song he picked. You want this one, you want to text M for Mike to 21003. He wants Lay It on the Line by Triumph, the other super trio from Canada. Meanwhile, I chose a little Traffic, Dear Mr. Fantasy. Text A to 21003 if you want this one. And usual text rates apply. Don't do it while you're driving. Me first, says Mr. Safety. And I'm getting thrashed soundly so far. So we'll see. If Mike wins, I'll give him some kind of a fun little goodie bag here, a swag from the sound. And up next, Christian isn't here to do the breakdowns, but I've got something cool I want to share with you. I think you're going to like it. It's on the way. Usually I have people for this. It's 100.3 The Sound, Andy in the Afternoon. Christian off today, not feeling so great. So I wanted to share this with you quickly. Do you know the name Colin Blumstone? Is there a more British name? Hello, I'm Colin Blumstone. I eat me white and chips daily. There is not. Colin Blumstone. He is the lead vocalist for The Zombies, and I love his voice. Here's an isolated example of it. Have a listen.
Well, no one told me about her, the way she lied.
About her? No T.
Well, no one told me about her, how many people cried. But it's too late to say you're sorry. How would I know? Why should I care? Please don't bother trying to find her.
Rod Argent.
She's not there. Well, let me tell you about the way she looked, the way she acted, the color of her hair. Her voice was soft and cool, her eyes were clear and bright, but she's not there.
Ah, I love his voice in no song as much as I love it in this one. Have a listen. Have a listen, missus. It's 100.3 The Sound, Andy in the Afternoon. I want you to win this money. Text EPIC, E-P-I-C, EPIC, to this number, 72881. Messaging and data rates may apply. Don't text and drive. That's EPIC to 72881 to be in the drawing for a $1,000 bribe just for voting for Classic Rock at Work. A next chance to win a $1,000 Classic Rock campaign bribe, 7 a.m. with Mark in the Morning. We are proud to have you as a fine American listener to 100.3 The Sound. Now then, we start up 100 minutes commercial-free Classic Rock, and that is supported by Chevy Silverado. Find a great deal on select 2016 vehicles at the Chevy Summer Sell-Down. Visit your Southern California Chevy dealer today.
I wrote Pretty Woman. That took about 30 minutes. And all the good ones don't take long. The bad ones take about 6 months. And the record company asked about the release of the record. And I said, well, let's get it out immediately. I said, if you release it next week, we've got a good chance. I said, if you wait about 4 weeks, I said, the Beatles are coming over to tour and the airwaves will be taken up. So it was released about 3-4 days later. And then within 3 weeks, it was number one. Pretty Woman. That took about 30 minutes. And all the good ones don't take long. The bad ones take about 6 months. And the record company asked about the release of the record. And I said, well, let's get it out immediately. I said, if you release it next week, we've got a good chance. I said, if you wait about 4 weeks, I said, the Beatles are coming over to tour and the airwaves will be taken up. So it was released about 3-4 days later, and then within 3 weeks, it was number one.
That's a sound of variety right there. That's a song you heard on the sound and texted like to 21003, so you're hearing it more often. And I'm glad we are. It's Andy Chanley. We're playing 100 minutes commercial-free classic rock right now. And in the background, while you're enjoying this sweep of music, and we are too, we're also playing some games in the studio, and you can join us on Facebook Live. We're going to do a game of Shock Sorry today. And I was just wondering, just waxing philosophical, what would happen if we wet our hands while we held the electrodes? Is that more painful? Does that lead to burns? Find out. Follow us on Facebook Live video on 100.3 The Sound.
Hey, kids. Welcome to the program. My name is Dave. Say, Paul, let's hear some music born and bred in Indiana like me and Andy Chanley.
Ha! Always happy to talk breeding with you, Dave. Let her roll, babe.
Hey, so Rita Wild needs your help. She needs to know what your favorite CCR songs are because she's counting down the top 10 this Friday at 10 o'clock. Everybody who votes is in the running to see John Fogerty, Fortunate Son, in concert at the Venetian in Las Vegas, September 24th. Plus, you get to have dinner at the Yardbird Southern Table and Bar, stay at the Platinum Las Vegas, and get a $100 gift card for travel or shopping or what have you. So vote, text CCR to the number 21003. Message and data rates apply. Don't text and drive.
Now time for Random Sh*t David Lee Roth Says.
You can even sing a song about Jupiter as long as the astronaut is having a relatable emotional content.
This has been Random Sh*t David Lee Roth Says on Andy in the Afternoon.
I'm stuck in the middle of 100 minutes of commercial-free classic rock with you and Steeler's Wheel. Do you see what I did there? 100.3, The Sound. The Sound. In 100 minutes, commercial-free classic rock. Still a whole lot of it to go, but you need the results from Song Fight, don't you? Oh, we got to do this thing.
Round one, fight.
So, 3:40 every day we announce a song, Christian and I, and then you text and tell us which wins. But today, I'm taking it off the books. This one doesn't count on the permanent record, but I turned it over to you to play Christian in this instance. And I got Mike on the phone from Lake Elsinore. How you doing, Mike?
Good, Andy. How you doing, bud?
I'm well, buddy. And you picked earlier on Triumph, Lay It on the Line, while I picked Dear Mr. Fantasy from Traffic. And, Mike, I have the results from the voting. And
well, I have to tell you, that's a solid pick, Andy, but I'm still going with the Laps from the Great White.
All right. Well, the voting was 55% to 45%, Mike. You actually won.
Oh, there you go. See? One for the listeners.
And it's odd. I thought maybe it wouldn't hurt as much, it not being Christian, but I'm still a little cheesed.
As well you should be.
But I'll tell you what, hold on the phone. We're going to send you out a little goodie bag for being a part of the heartbeat of the Southland. Stay right where you are, all right, Mike?
Thanks for letting me be your part, Andy. Thanks. All right.
Now time for Random Sh*t David Lee Roth Says.
This is my opportunity. They've invented a drug that's going to allow me to have the two cheeseburger extra large size Happy Meal with the vanilla shake every morning for breakfast.
This has been Random Sh*t David Lee Roth Says on Andy in the Afternoon.
Hello, this is Bernie Sanders. Let me just say this. You play lots of music by white men. Some songs from white women. Would it kill you to play more songs by elderly, progressive, atheist Jews? Just think about it, okay? Meanwhile, this tune, I must say, is pretty good.
Joe Walsh, 100.3 The Sound. Life's been good. And this 100 minutes of commercial-free classic rock has been good. I want to tell you something. We play some games behind the scenes here during that 100 minutes while we listen to the music, right? And the reason we do that is we think it's fun to have a show behind the show. It's kind of like a living room where you come together and talk about the music that's playing and talk about each other and what's going on in your lives. And I hope that you have that with someone. And if you don't, maybe it's time to go find it. But I want to thank all of you for coming together and being part of something I call the heartbeat of the Southland. And to give you an example, I got this email. It says, "Hi, thanks for letting me play." We made this fella, Mike McCall, a proxy for us in one of the games that we were playing here. He said, "You wouldn't know this, but I had a loss in the family, and the game gave me some relief. Thank you so much for that." Mike McCall from Anaheim. It's sometimes little things that you think aren't worth a hoot, but sometimes it's just having somebody say your name and be your friend. It means everything. In a minute, we're going to do something else silly. We're going to sing a little song and say goodnight and turn things over to Rita Wild. I hope you join us for that as well. It's next on The Sound. Welcome back to Andy in the Afternoon on 100.3 The Sound. We sure hope Christian feels better and is back with us tomorrow. Sammy is going to come in and blow bubbles just for posterity while we play something over there, Sammy. Play a something. Good night, nice. Sleep tight. Pleasant dreams to you. Here's a wish and a prayer that my guitar was in tune. And though it's always sweet sorrow to part, I know you'll always remain in my heart. So good night, sleep tight, and pleasant dreams to you. Here's a wish and a prayer. Every guitar could be in tune. Don't know why it's not. Now until we meet again. Say adios, au revoir, auf Wiedersehen. Good night, Silas. I love you, boy.
Good night, Daddy. I love you.
Good night, Viv. You're a sweet little flower petal. And so is Rita. She's coming in next. We'll talk to you tomorrow at 3 on 100.3 The Sound.